stress.
Five.
Torahway, Northwest London. Yud Dalad Nissan, Erev Pesach, Horav David Zultzbacher, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Good morning. You could take a Yom Tov, especially in Erev Pesach, so did Yom Tov. The halacha says, Shulchan Aruch, on Seder night, Noshe Mochayovois, the same Chiyuvim as men are Chayev. Avakoises, Matzah, and also Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as they state in the Mishnah Berura, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. It's Machlokes in the Poskim, if that's the Raisa or the Rabbonon, but most Poskim take on that the Noshim Chayovis in the Raisa, just as men are Chayovis. And it's so important that halacha that there was a very famous Rav in London who's quoted once in Shulchan Aruch by the Rama, that's the Ri Milonva. The Rama brings him in Shulchan Aruch and he says that the Rama says that when you say the Haggadah, when the Baal Haggadah says the Haggadah, he's got to say it in a language that the women and the children understand. And then he says, V'chein osa ri melodra, and that's what the Ri of London did. Kol Haggadah b'loshen laz. The whole Haggadah, he said it, translated it, k'dei she'yavinu hanoshim v'aktanim. So the women and the children understand. The children, of course, we understand why they have to understand, because he's got a mitzvah of the Gadat HaLevincha. But you see clearly here also that the women need to understand. And the Mishnah Berura explains, and even clearer in Bir Halacha, that because a lady has her own mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, not every lady in those times knew how to read properly. So the Baal Haggadah, the husband, the man of the house, would be mitzi the ladies in their chiyuvim. And that's why they would have to understand what's being said. So definitely a lady is chayav to hear the Haggadah. The shayla which we're going to discuss is it so poshut that a husband is able to be moitzi his wife in the Haggadah? And that we're going to explain in Mitzvah Shem. Another shayla, tonight to Mitzvah Shem, can become a long night. And simply see it with shayla, the Haggadah can take a long time. The Baal Haggadah, the one who's leading the Seder, not the Baal Haggadah, the Baal Seder, the one who's leading the Seder, he gets a bit tired, so he asks other people around the table, can you chip in and you say it? Now, he has his own mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Midoraisa. Is it possible that he can ask a child under Bar Mitzvah, can you take over and say over some of it? Now, of course, that's lacking a bit in the mitzvah Vigadita Levincha. But the basic mitzvah which every individual has of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the father, the Chayra, has a mitzvah min HaTorah, the child is only midrabbanon, so the Chayra, to ask your child to say over the Haggadah is not so poshut. Maybe in certain minor parts of the Haggadah might be mutter, but the most important part of the Haggadah, which we'll see later, maybe it's not so poshut that a child is able to be mitzi the father, or maybe he can, as we're going to explain. In order to understand this whole shayla, we need to go to the very basics. What is the chiyuv, the Seder night, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? There's a mitzvah, a leil tesvav, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a question which the G'dayle Achroinim ask. And they ask, every night of the year, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every night of the year, we do it in Kriyashma, in Emes Le'emunah. So, Manishtana Halaylo Azeh, they ask. So, what's the difference on Seder night? Intrinsically, it seems to be exactly the same. Yeah, we might say a bit more. But, Be'ikar Din, what is the difference between Seder night and the rest of the year? This is a question which many Achroinim ask. The Prima Godin in Hagdoma to Shulchan Aruch, he's got Psicha Klonis. And in Hilchos Kriyashma, He says a tremendous chiddush to Prima Godim. Prima Godim says, he asked the Kasha, Malishtana Leil Pesach, what's the difference on Seder night that you're chayev in mitzvah seishah sipis v'tzrayim? The whole year you're chayev. So he gives an incredible answer, which we're going to be working with. He says, the whole year round, your chiyuv d'oraisa of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't actually have to say the words. We say it in davening, but you're not chiyuv to say the words. It's sagi behirur. You just think it through every night, think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Seder night, there's a mitzvah to actually say the words with your mouth. You've got to actually formalize the words. It comes out, according to this Prima Godim, that be'ikah hadin, as long as you say Kriya Shema in davening, as long as you say Emes ve'emuna in davening, you have already fulfilled your mitzvah min ha'tera of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a particular pella. Because let's go through some of those things which we thought are intrinsic and integral to the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. For example, the Gemara says matzah is called lechem oimi, usually translated as the bread of the poor bread. However, Chazal give a different pshat in the Gemara. It's lechem she'oinin olav dvarim harbe. It's the bread over which many words are said. And Rashi explains, Haggadah. That we've got to say the Haggadah over matzah. According to the Prima Godim, you're not doing it. You're just doing it for saying a few words. What about lechem oimi? Also, seems to be that's a chelek of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The more you say, the better, according to the Prima Godin, just a few words. So you can say these things are only midrabbanan. But there's one part of the Haggadah which is so essential, which we actually say in the Haggadah, that if you don't explain these three things, you haven't been yotzer. Reb Gamliel haya oimer, kol shloi omar shloi shekvar made of a Pesach leyotze yadechay vosoy. Pesach matzo moro. How can the Prima Godim say you're yotzer the mitzvah just by davening Maariv? L'chayre, this mamish an essential part of the Haggadah, and if you don't say it, you're not yotzer.
Well, Prima Godim says that tonight you can be yotzer the rising by just by davening.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Prima Godim.
What if you're not yotzer?
So the Pashtas is you're not Yotzei Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. I know there's another Pshat, and that's the Pashtas, you're not Yotzei Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Prima God himself asks this question, he has to ask this question. So he again says that din, that you should mention Pesach Matzah Morer, that's only a din to Rabbanon. In fact, the Ran on the Gemara, which says, Lo Yotzei Dechavosei, says the Ran, it means Lo Yotzei Dechavosei Kero'ui. You haven't fulfilled your mitzvah properly. But avadim in our Torah, you've been yotze your mitzvah, and according to Prima Godim, you've already been yotze your mitzvah in davening. This shit of the Prima Godim, which sounds so mechudosh, be'emes, it's already a rishon, I think. There's a well-known kasha, which might be asked at the Seder tonight, why don't we make a brocha on the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Says the Meiri, in Sechtes Brochus, says the Meiri, the reason why we don't make a brocha on the beginning of the Seder, because you've already been yotze your mitzvah in davening Maariv by saying Emes ve'emunah, and you finish off with a brocha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Goel Yisrael, you say in davening. You see clearly for the Meiri, not that you just yotze the mitzvah of the brocha of Goel Yisrael in davening. It's mashma from the Meiri that you're yotze the whole mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim in davening. You've made a brocha. When you come home, you're only doing a mitzvah drabbanon. So this state of the Meiri Arishon. A very similar thing is written in the Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh, he asks the same question, why don't you make a brocha on the Haggadah? And he gives a slightly different answer. He answers because when you come home and you make Kiddush, in Kiddush you say, Zman Cheiruseinu Zeche Letzias Mitzrayim, says the Pri Chodosh, with that, I will read you out the words, to be Yetzias Mitzrayim Sheniska Bekiddush, just saying those words in Kiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yotze Yidei Mehagoda, that's why you don't make a bracha, because you've already been yotze in Kiddush. As soon as you make Kiddush, you've already fulfilled your mitzvah. The Meiri and the Prima God say you're already yotze in davening. The Prichodosh says you're yotze in Kiddush when you come home. So that's why you don't make a bracha. We see very clearly, and you even see it one stage further in the Prichodosh. And I'll tell you why you see one stage further in the Prichodosh. The Minchas Chinuch says, he goes along with this question, what's the difference on Seder night and the rest of the year? And he says, but Emes, there are two different mitzvahs on Seder night. And he quotes two different psukim in the Rambam. And he says like this, if you've got a child at the Seder, and the child asks you a question, he asks Manishtano, then you have a mitzvah of Igadat Alevincha. But if there's no child at the Seder, and you're by yourself, then, says the Minchas Chinuch, there is no difference between Seder night and the rest of the year. So he's there also in Minchas Chinuch. What I would like to show that in the Prichodosh, he argues on this part of the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Prichodosh says, why don't you make a bracha on your mitzvah of the Igadat Olavincha? And he answers, your yotze, the bracha of Igadat Olavincha, the mitzvah of Igadat, in Kiddush itself. So with just those few words, your yotze, your whole mitzvah, even telling your child those few words of Zman Chayu Seder, Zeichel Tzias Yitzayim, you've already fulfilled your mitzvah. Again, according to the Prichodosh, the rest of the Haggadah, you have to say, all what we do is only mitzvahs derabbanan. It's a bit frightening that. According to this Mahalach, the Prima Gotten, the Meiri, the Prichodosh, the whole Seder night is be'ikah drabonim. Of course, achilas matzahs deraisa, but the Haggadah, simply see it with Tzrayim, the Ch'ira has been relegated, according to this, to only a mitzah deraisa, because you're ready to be mekayim mitzah drabonim, because you're mekayim the deraisa in davening or in Kiddush. According to this, and I've not finished the shir, but according to this stage, we ask the Shaila, can the child be moitzi his father of the Haggadah, the father's tired. According to this stage at least, according to these poskim, the father's only got a chiyuv derabbanan. The child, if the child hasn't davened, the child has a chiyuv derabbanan as long as he's reached the age of chinuch. So it's perfectly okay for the child to be moitzi the father in his mitzvah of Sipris Yitzrayim. However, this is a big machlekas. It's well known that Reb Chaim Brisker would ask this question as well. What's the chiluk between Seder night and the rest of the year? And Reb Chaim said there are three chilukim. And we'll very briefly mention the three chilukim. The whole year round, the mitzvah is just to say it to yourself. On Seder night, you say it to somebody else. And even if there's no one else there, you say it b'derech shaylo tshuva. Number two, the whole year round, there's a mitzvah just to remember the going out of Mitzrayim. On Seder night, you go through the whole history of it. You go through how they came into Mitzrayim. And the third chiluk, says Reb Chaim, is Reb Gamliel's din. On Seder night, you have to talk about the Tamei mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Moreh. I was clearing, is Reb Chaim saying this is a mitzvah deraisa, these three chilukim, or it's only derabon? This Reb Chaim is quoted in the Sefer Emet Brocha. The Sefer Emet Brocha quotes the Brisker Rav, the son of Reb Chaim, and he says, if you look carefully at the words of the Rambam, it's clear that these three chilukim are essential to mekayim your mitzvah min haTorah, because the Rambam starts off mitzvah sasei lesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim benisim v'niflois, and he goes through all these three chilukim which Reb Chaim has brought out that you've got to explain to a child. You've got to go through the whole history. You've got to say Reb Gamliel. And then he finishes off. And all this is called Haggadah. Says the Brisker Rav. Therefore, you should have Kavanah. Since, listen to this, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. Since Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah, you need to have Kavanah when you have the Seder, that tonight I'm making these three chilukim in order to be mekayim my mitzvah. Now, when do we say Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah? We pass, can you only say Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah on a Deraisa? it's quite clear that the way how Biskarov, Reb Chaim, how they learned the Rambam, the whole Haggadah is a mitzvah deraisa, and therefore a child is not allowed to say over the Haggadah. The child could say bits and pieces of the Haggadah, but the essential parts of the Haggadah, according to this, a child would not be able to be Moitzi Masha Eken, according to the Prima Godah, the Prima Chodosh, etc., a child would be able to.
You mentioned, actually, Agav, but if the child hasn't damned.
Yes.
Yeah. And similarly, if he hasn't made Kiddush, presumably.
Correct.
Because wow. Yeah, then he'd be a trade rabbi. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Okay. Now, we've suggested that if the child is on a level of Darabbanon... Oh,
very good, very good.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Excellent. So the...
What are you saying? We'll find
out. We've suggested that according to those who hold that the father's chiv is only Darabbanon once he's davened Maariv, that the child could be Moitzi his father. Mm-hmm. The emes is we find exactly this halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, a very famous Rambam, that the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night is min ha-Torah, but the Kiddush, only the words are min ha-Torah. That which Chazal added to do it al ha-Kos and to do it Kiddush b'makom Suda, that's only Darabbanon, and you are Yotze min ha-Torah without a Kos, without Kiddush. Thus stated in the Rambam. Comes along the Magen Avraham, a well-known Magen Avraham, and has massive ramifications in halacha. Says the Magen Avraham, if we've understood the Rambam right, when a person davens Maariv on an ordinary Friday night, he says Vayechulu in davening, at that point he's already being mekayim the mitzvah midaraisa of Kiddush. Therefore, when he comes home from shul, his chiv now is only a Darabbanon, as they state in the Magen Avraham. And therefore, it has big nafgeminas. The Prima Godim says, based on this Magen Avraham, if you don't remember if you made Kiddush or not, as long as you remembered you daven tonight, you don't need to repeat the Kiddush. It's only Darabbanon. The Chassam Sofer says, important halach and nafgemina, on Yom Kippur Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, when we're not able to make Kiddush, at least in davening, when you say Vayechulu, you should have kavona to be yotze the mitzvah min ha-Torah. Another nafgemina, if somebody is, Rachman is not in hospital, or he can't eat for whatever reason, he can't fulfill his mitzvah derabbanon of Kiddush, at least if he davens, he should have in mind the mitzvah deraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Derech HaChayim, according to this Magen Avraham, if the father's daven Maariv in shul and he comes home, his child, who's reached Gia Lechinuch, who hasn't daven Maariv yet, he can be Moitzi his father, because he's now a Chiev Drabonon, the father's Drabonon, the child is Drabonon, and the child can be Moitzi the father. So we see this concept that if you've already been Yotze to the earlier stage, the child can be Moitzi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Derech HaChayim. Now, we're coming to the main point which we want to discuss. The Chassam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch on this Magen Avraham is very troubled. He says, it's not pshat that the Rabbanon made a takona, you should make Kiddush on a kos. That's not pshat. Pshat is, the Torah tells me there's a mitzvah midaraisa of Kiddush on Friday night. Chazal say the best way to fulfill your mitzvah min ha-Torah is to do it ala kos. It's not like you do the deraisa shul and then do the rabbanon at home. Adrab, the Chassam Sofer, this is problematic. Because if you be mekayim according to the Magen Avraham, your kiddush in shul, all you're doing at home, all is a rabbanon. That's not what the Rabbanon said. The Rabbanon said you should be mekayim your mitzvah deraisa in the best possible manner, which is ala kos of a mokum suda. Says the Chassam Sofer in Shulchan Aruch, an important din of Chassam Sofer. When you daven Maariv on an ordinary Friday night, you should have kavona not to be yotze your mitzvah min ha-Torah of Kiddush, so that when you come home, you are then fulfilling your mitzvah min ha-Torah the way HaChazal wants you to do it. A very, very important Chassam Sofer. Rav Vosna has a suffix. Does that mean as long as you just don't have kavana to be yotze davening, or more, you should actually have kavana not to be yotze, because we want to do your mitzvah in our Torah properly.
So
Shlomo Zalman says it's a bit of a problem. You daven, you have absolute kavana when you're davening to be yotze mitzvahs tefillah, and then you come home and then you be yotze mitzvahs kiddush.
Why do we say by chulun?
That's part of tefillah. That is what we're saying it. But according to Magen Avraham, at least, you should not have some safe in the Magen Avraham. You should have not have kavanah to be yotze mitzvah kiddush, not the mitzvah of kiddush. Then, okay, my ha'ora. This is where we come to the main ha'ora now. According to the Prima Godin, and according to the Meiri, that you're already yotze your mitzvah sipis yitzrayim in shul on Leil Pesach. So when you come home, it's only a rabbanon. But we ask, the way how the rabbanon told you to be mekayim your mitzvah on Seder night is ala matzah, kol amar b'lesapeh, in the gimel dvorim. That's how Chazal told you. They didn't add. Chazal didn't have matzah and say a bit of haggadah on it. That's how Chazal want you to fulfill your mitzvah. So why don't we have the same ha'ora on Seder night? Maybe you should. Maybe on Seder night you should have kavana when you daven, not to be yotzer. Exactly as the Chassam Sofer says on an ordinary Friday night. Also, what we started off with, we said that a man is mitzi his wife on Seder night in the mitzvah of Haggadah. Oy veit, not poshut anymore. Why? If, according to the Prima Godin, the husband has already been yotze his mitzvah d'oraisa in shul, our ladies are not yekkers, haven't davened yet. If they haven't davened yet, they've still got a mitzvah min ha-Torah of Sipris Yitz Mitzrayim. So how can a husband be mitzi his wife in her mitzvah, Sipris Yitz Mitzrayim? That's my main horror of today. Just like we have this problem on a... What? This horror.
You don't even have the Shabbos.
The emes is, this shayla is not only negay on Seder night. According to the Magen Avraham, every Friday night you have this problem, and the Poskim discussed this. Every Friday night, the father's davened in shul, he's been mekayim his mitzvah d'oraisa, he's only got a d'rabbanon, noshim when it comes to kiddush of Friday night or d'oraisa. So how can the husband be mitzi his wife? This is a shayla which the Poskim asked. According to the Chassam Sefer, we've got away with this problem, because according to the Chassam Sefer, in davening you should be have kavanah not to be yotzer. The Chassam Sefer said it because of the man's own chiyuv, but we're suggesting that it helps that he can now be mitzi his wife. The emes is, this is not such a problem, because the Mishnah Brura says, even if we accept the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, and many people argue on the Magen Avraham, but even if we were to accept the chiddush of the Magen Avraham, he says, you don't need to worry on a Friday night that you've been yotzer your d'oraisa. Why? Because mistoma, we paskin, like I said before, mitzvahs tzrichas kavona. And probably people are not having kavona to be yotzer the mitzvah of kiddush. Why not? Because they know when they come home, they want to make kiddush and to fulfill it the way how the rabbanon wanted them to fulfill the d'oraisa. There's one sfar that goes even further. That once Chazal, here's an even bigger Kiddush, once Chazal won the Sakin, Kiddush ala Kus, and Kiddush b'mokim Suda, it's almost as if, k'mechavnin behedje shloi lotzes, it's almost that Chazal tell you that when you make Kiddush d'oraisa in davening, you'll not be mechavn them. Chazal already will oikrit because we know that you want to do it the way how Chazal wants you to do it. According to that, on Seder night as well, according to the Prima Godin, theoretically, you can be mekayim your mitzvah, but nobody wants to mekayim his mitzvah and not do it the way how the rabbanon wanted to do the mitzvah. Therefore, although he's davened ma'ariv and he could theoretically have been yotzei his mitzvah, vaday he's still left with a d'oraisa when he comes home.
Because
a man definitely wants, he's prepared the whole Seder, he wants to do it properly. According to that, all those nafkaminas which we said, Can a child be mitzi his father? According to this, definitely not. Because the father still wants him to become his deraisa. And then the husband can be mitzi his wife. It's a deraisa, that's deraisa. Theoretically, the Prima Godim is right. But just like we saw in the Mishnah Brura and the other Achronim, that on an ordinary Friday night we don't want to be yotz what we said in davening, who are doing the same night, we don't want to be yotz what we said in davening.
Isn't there?
However,
no, okay.
However, yeah. I think we can be mechadish something further, that you don't even need to come on to this. There are other heterims get out of this. There's good if a woman says good Shabbos, I'd like to suggest a chiddush, that you can avoid this problem on Seder night. It's not a problem at all, even according to the Prima Godin, that you are Yotzim and Atorah in davening. On Friday night, the Rambam says, the mitzvah min HaTorah is to say the words of Kiddush, and you can be Yotzim, says the Magen Avraham, with a few words in davening and saying Vayechulu. Once you've done that, there is nothing else still min HaTorah to be done, because you've done the whole mitzvah. When you come home and you make Kiddush, if you've had Kavanah to be Yotz in davening, all you're doing now is a drabon, because you've fulfilled your deraisa. All you're doing now is doing the Kiddush ala kois and b'mokav suda, but you'll definitely not be mekayem deraisa. On Seder night, it's very different. Even the Prima Godin, who says that your Yotzah, your mitzvah in davening, that means that your deraisa, your most basic chiyuv, you are fulfilled in davening. But what you're doing the rest of Seder night, enoch hanama, the rabbanon amachayiv you to do it, but it's still a kiyum of the mitzvah deraisa. The cholamar b'lesabe b'siyas mitzrayim is still a kiyum deraisa. You can't tell me that all you do on Seder night is only a mitzvah rabbanon. It's a chiyuv mitzvah rabbanon to do it. But what you're doing, it's a mitzvah kiyumis of a deraisa. The Lashonis of Veid Kli Asur, the Levush, he says, Kol HaGodah is the Eraisa. Meaning, according to that, we could say a Chiddush, it's a big Chiddush, that if a husband has davened in Shul, as has been fulfilled his Chi of the Eraisa, but when he comes home, he is still fulfilling the HaGodah, which is a Kiyum the Eraisa, he can be Moitzi his wife, who's still got a Chi of the Eraisa. Although his chiv is only drabonon, but his kiyumis is a deraisa. I saw the Rav Vosner says even a bigger chiddush. Says even according to the Prima Godin, that the husband has been yotzei mitzvah deraisa, he says on an ordinary Friday night, he can still be mitzvah his wife. Why? He be'etzev has got a chiv kiddush min HaTorah. He now also has a chiv kiddush midrabonon. The heftza of Kiddush is exactly the same on the deraisa or the derabonon. So it is true that he's been mekayim his mitzvah deraisa already in davening, and he only has a mitzvah derabonon, but the heftza of that mitzvah is exactly the same as what his wife needs to make to mekayim her mitzvah deraisa. And since the etzem heftza is exactly the same, says Rav Vosner, he can be mitzi his wife in her chiyuv deraisa, even though he's only got a chiyuv drabonon. It's a massive chiddush. This whole shtickle Torah was based on the Prima Godin. And I asked one kasha on the Prima Godin. According to the Prima Godin, if you've been yotzi or davening in shul, everything you're doing the rest of the night, l'chayra, is only drabonon. How can you be mitzi his wife? On Shabbos morning, siyata d'shmaya, I opened up a Prima Godin in a completely different place. And the Prima Godin himself, Mefurish, asks this question. Rosh Hashem, at least I know I'm on the right lines. He gives a different answer, though. The Prima Godin says, Eich Yitzuya, how do you have a case of mitzvahs HaGodah min HaTorah if you've already done a marriage? So he's asking the Kasha based on his own shitta. You read that? So how do you have ever, forget the wife, yourself, how are you mekayim your mitzvah min HaTorah of Sipasiyas Mitzrayim? You've already been yotzei davening. So you don't have, and he's bothered by that. So you don't have Haggadah min HaTorah? So he answers your answer, political answer. So he says, the easiest thing to do tonight is to daven Mariv before the Zman. Say Kriya Shema before the Zman. And there are opinions that you are yotzei Kriya Shema before the Zman. That's a shiur in its own right. If so, you've been mekayim your mitzvah's tefillah, you've been mekayim your mitzvah's krishma before Nacht. So you haven't been mekayim yet your mitzvah. You come home and you mekayim your mitzvah min haTorah of Sibisit Sarah. So it's in the Prima Godim. It's a massive, I haven't seen anybody quote this Prima Godim. It's a massive chiddush. Many people want a makpid to wait till Nacht tonight, and that's because of Halil. That's because of Halil. Other people are makpid to daven before Nacht in order to start the Seder straight away with Nacht. Those people who daven with Nacht because they want to say Halil in Shul. It's another shit. But according to the Prima Godin, it comes out there's a lechatchila to daven Maariv before Nacht, so that you're not yotzei your mitzvah in HaTorah. He doesn't say these svaras of daven Maariv and have kavanah not to be yotzei. It could be because it's very, very difficult. You've got to have kavanah to be davening. You've got to concentrate on your davening. No, but you mustn't have kavanah of Sibbis Yitz Mitzrayim. Wish everybody kind the mitzvah tonight. Deraisa, drabonon, pope, v'shana bob, v'shalayim.
Come again before me.
What? No, they are
not. Where is this last time ago that you just
said? Simtof, Ayin Tess, Eish Lavrov, Bismis.
I'm sure it's the wrong one next to you. Not my God. Come on,